It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In the last few days before the election, candidates are making their final pitches to Wisconsin voters. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison. Former President Trump is in Green Bay.
On Monday, Republican Senator J.D. Vance visited Wausau and Racine. And on the same day, Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor and Democratic nominee for vice president, was in Minocqua and Waukesha.
Governor Walz joined us yesterday for a phone conversation between campaign stops. Wisconsin Today has also invited J.D. Vance and former President Trump for an interview. We're awaiting responses. Governor Walz, thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. It's good to be with you. I was in Wisconsin yesterday, traveling the state, and a lot of excitement, a lot of hopefulness, I think, amongst folks.
I want to start out with the issue, Governor, of gun violence. Numbers have gone down a bit, but still more than 100 homicides in Milwaukee this year. Our reporters are hearing from some voters that this is a top issue for them. Yeah. What changes in gun laws would a Harris-Walz administration pursue?
Yeah, first of all, acknowledging that it's a real issue, not that we need to get over it, as Donald Trump said, or it's just a fact of life, as J.D. Vance said. This is unacceptable. I say that as a hunter and a gun owner, veteran, a vice president's a gun owner. Look, we can protect the Second Amendment and make common sense reforms that make a difference, enhance background checks, extreme risk protection orders, and there's absolutely no need for these assault weapons to be on the streets. And I think those are just common sense things. I know a lot of folks deer hunt. I know a lot of folks are sportsmen in Wisconsin, just like Minnesota. Responsible gun owners know those things. Locking them up in your home, putting a trigger lock on them. These things make a difference, making it harder for folks who shouldn't have firearms. The vice president says it doesn't have to be this way and we don't have to live this way. And I think that's where Americans are at. So I really appreciate the folks who are telling you this is an issue. We are bringing down. Crime is at a low, but the vice president says this too. It impacts your family. That's one too many. And our goal is to get those guns off the streets.
You mentioned assault weapons. What specifically would you want to do? What categories of firearms? This is something that a lot of people would raise red flags about.
Yeah, well, I think we'll work with them together on it. I understand this. I understand these weapons. I think the ability for folks to make these things into automatic weapons, these are discussions that Congress can have. But when you ask the American public, this thing polls at about 80%. Now, I know your listeners out there who are responsible gun owners say, look, I'm never going to do anything like that. I'm a responsible gun owner. I did a background check. But on all of these things, there's things that we can do to make all of us safer that aren't going to infringe upon your rights. So I'm more than willing to listen to them on these issues, whether it's magazine size. But the idea of these things being so easily, the ghost guns and the different things that they're doing, we have got to get those off the streets.
Turning to the economy, stock market numbers looking good, employment levels looking good, but a lot of people feeling the impact of the inflation over the last few years, prices of things like groceries. What is your plan for tackling those prices, you know, in this post-COVID emergency era?
Yeah, that's right. And coming out of COVID, had Donald Trump done his work he needed to, we wouldn't have seen that. But the good news is we are seeing gas prices come back down. We are seeing those things start to happen. But I also think there's some real things that we can do. The price gouging piece of this, the farmers are getting $4 or so for corn. That's the same amount they were getting when food prices were much cheaper, which shows me that there's money being skimmed in the middle. The vice president talked about 37 states have these in there, but also just lowering costs by terms of a tax cut for 100 million Americans, specifically focused on child tax credit, making home ownership cheaper, tackling those issues. I think health care is a big concern. It can be a cause for people, protecting the ACA, protecting affordable health care that people are able to buy on the exchanges. Those are things that we're seeing work. Just to be clear, Donald Trump's plan on this is tax cuts for billionaires and a national sales tax on the rest. But there is not a single economist out there that doesn't believe Donald Trump's plan doesn't add cost to middle-class Americans. It will, and it skyrockets the national debt. He's the king of debt. He said he would do it again, and he's not offering you anything other than every once in a while he just starts making things up that he's going to do. That's not a plan. We have a plan. It's out there, whether it's a rural plan, whether it's middle class, whether it's for, a black men agenda. We're doing those things to make a difference.
When it comes to food costs and that crunch, farmers not getting paid much, people paying a lot for food, some people have been pointing toward concentration in the middleman part of the industry, the meat processors and more. Would you and Vice President Harris take on that industry concentration?
Yeah, and we did it in Minnesota. Look, it's about competition. If you really believe in the fair market and you really believe in capitalism, you can have fair capitalism. And we did it in Minnesota. Just more small processors. We offered grants for those folks. Certainly during COVID, where we saw the concentration in the meatpacking industry caused massive problems where we ended up destroying many of these animals because we couldn't get them through the system. We've dispersed some of that and made it work. That doesn't mean that we don't have to have some of these larger food processing companies. We do. There's a lot of them in Minnesota, but they can exist side by side by growing the capacity on this. So your folks listening, you truly get this. When you see, especially in the protein area, more meat processing in the smaller ones, we offered job training and college courses for folks to go back. A lot of folks now, coupled with what the vice president's putting out on small business grants, small business tax credits, whatever, you can open up a meat shop. And those of us who all have our favorites, they're doing really well.
Now, the Trump campaign says they will use tariffs on foreign goods in the hopes of boosting American manufacturing. Briefly, what is your plan to bring American manufacturing back to Midwestern states like ours?
Well, the opposite of Donald Trump, who lost jobs, he lost about 6,000 manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin, 180,000 jobs overall. Kamala Harris has brought back over 200,000 and 20,000 manufacturing jobs. Look, it's about incentivizing companies to hire and build in America. It's about making sure that these are good union jobs that are there. And it's about understanding that these tariffs, they're not going to pay. The Chinese aren't going to pay for this. No one believes that. It's going to impact individuals, and it doesn't enhance that. What we believe is that we can outcompete, we can out-innovate, and certainly American workers can outwork. It's incentivizing those to come back, and that's what you've already seen. So you don't have to guess what will happen. It's happening now. Donald Trump was one of the biggest losers of manufacturing jobs of any U.S. president, and that will not change under his next opportunity should he get that, which we can't allow to happen.
Governor Walz, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Have me again. Goodbye.
That's Minnesota Governor and Democratic nominee for Vice President Tim Walz. We talked to him yesterday. According to recent fact checks, the manufacturing job numbers Governor Walz cited are accurate with the context that they include the economic downturn at the beginning of the COVID pandemic and the recovery from it.
Wisconsin Today has invited Senator J.D. Vance and former President Donald Trump to join us. They have not yet responded to those invites.